Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
A question I've been hearing a lot lately is, what was the last concert you went to before the pandemic hit? This is typically followed by, well, what's the first concert going to be when everything opens back up? For me, it's Ben Folds. But for many thousands of Americans, the answer to that question might be,
I'm the bad guy.
Billie Eilish.
Duh.
Or Bad Bunny. Like that. Or maybe you're more of a Garth Brooks person.
I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
And the reason we know all this is because the tickets to many of these upcoming shows are selling out at record speeds. That's right, restrictions are being lifted across the United States, and festivals, concerts, sports, conferences, big events are back. Ronnie Mola is Recode senior data reporter, and she spoke to big ticket sellers like StubHub and Ticketmaster about the return of big events. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Adam.
So in-person events are finally back on our calendars. This is great news. What are these big ticket sellers telling you, Ronnie?
So everyone's telling me there's just this pent-up demand. You know, we've been in our houses for a year and a half now, and everyone's really eager to get back to stuff that they used to do. And one of the things we haven't been able to do is get together with a ton of people in a, you know, in a kind of tightly packed space.
That's sort of how I picture pent-up demand, like literally people in a pen ready to go and do something. But you're saying it's actually happening. Tell us about what the recovery of the events ecosystem looks like.
So it's definitely happening faster than expected. I talked to someone at StubHub who was like, 60 days ago, we wouldn't have expected this. And, you know, that has to do with how fast the vaccines are rolling out. Also has to do with where the events are. If you're in California, that has stricter COVID policies, and you know their mandate, I think, is ending on June 15th. They just don't have as many events going on there. So attendance is about half what it was in 2019. But in places like Nevada and Texas, which are a lot more lax, a lot of their events are something like double digits attendance levels of what they were in 2019.
What kind of events are recovering the quickest? I would imagine stuff happening outdoors, like festivals?
Yeah, so outdoor events are coming back a lot more quickly, which makes sense. You know, there's a lot less risk of spreading coronavirus there. You also have new arenas in Las Vegas for the Raiders and then Los Angeles for the Chargers. So people are really excited to go to those. And concerts are going to be especially popular. You know, with sports, you could have watched TV and, you know, that could have quenched your thirst for it, but it's not really the same to like listen to Spotify as opposed to going to a concert.
I get that. I listen to I Like It with Bad Bunny on Spotify about once a day, but I would definitely pay money to be there and see it in person.
Yeah, that's why you're seeing a lot of people buy tickets to things like Bonnaroo, Austin City Limits, Astroworld, Electric Daisy, all these big shows. People are very excited to go to them. They're selling out in record time. Garth Brooks, it was the fastest selling stadium show ever. Something like 50,000 seats sold out in less than 30 minutes in Utah.
I'm personally impressed that Garth Brooks can not only sell out a stadium, but sell it out in record time still. Good for him.
Clearly, we're out of touch. You also see like a lot of local events. People are looking for, you know, food trucks and car shows and just like local live music and comedy, you know, when they're starting to branch out, even if they're not going to these like big headline events.
What about indoor events? I think the Stanley Cup is happening soon. What's happening with those?
Yeah, so I was actually pretty surprised about this. You know, I assumed festivals would do well, but indoor events are breaking records too. There's this title fight between Canelo and Saunders.
Saunders has decried this as the modern day David versus Goliath. Let's see if he can do it.
It's one of many like indoor events that's actually breaking records. More than 70,000 people were there. And, you know, this was last month. So obviously they don't know, but experts are predicting based on current ticket sales and number of events that are coming back that the number of events and the attendance could surpass, you know, 2019 levels. And that's sort of like the high watermark pre-pandemic.
Well, it makes sense. People have been pent up for a long time, and they want to go out and do stuff, even more stuff than they did before. Can you tell me more about that? What are the predictions?
There's this company called Predict HQ, and they actually measure events and demand for a living. They're measuring, hotels and taxis and food around the events. They said in June there was going to be an economic impact of $1.6 billion in the U.S. from big events. And that was the first time it was more than $1 billion since February of 2020. And they expect that to increase as more events are added and, more cities and states say, okay, you could have these big events. They roll back their restrictions. Looking ahead, if you look at Live Nation, the company that owns Ticketmaster, they're saying in 2022, there's going to be more events booked than in 2019, which was like a record year for them. StubHub is saying this year they expect attendance and the number of concerts to reach 2019 levels. So it could happen by the end of the year.
Ronnie, have you made it to any cool events or have you bought tickets yet since getting vaccinated?
Yeah, I wasn't really going to cool events before the pandemic, so I don't think I'm going to start now. Adam, where are you going?
I'm also a bit shy. I went to a sort of sad outdoor music festival at a bar, and there were 20 people there, and it was the most people I'd been around in 18 months. It was thrilling.
That sounds terrible.
One of the bands was pretty good. Three of them were not.
Oh, good. One out of four.
Events are back. Ronnie is our senior data reporter. She has this data visualized at recode.net. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.